Hello, everybody. It's Justin and Kelly here for the Walking Naked podcast. I believe this is episode number 46.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, you're supposed. Yeah, I was like, where's the comment of like, oh my gosh,
I mean,
that's a bunch of episodes.
Because I was looking, you know, around going, is that right? I was using my fingers and
yeah.
So
that's
yeah,
a lot of fingers that you have. You're already counting all the way up
to
46.
Oh, I did that quickly. I have extra, so.
Well, you're a weirdo. I think I just watched a movie where people had extra fingers. What was that? Oh, was it? Oh, it was Gattaca. I watched Gattaca. I can't even speak. I watched Gattaca again. That's a weird one to say. I watched Gattaca again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched Gattaca again last week before I watched Interstellar, because on the Film Dispenser website, which we are a part of, you can go find other podcasts mm-hmm. there and written articles and Walking Dead stuff and videos, all sorts of cool stuff. But we were writing up an article of like, what's our favorite science fiction movie in honor of Interstellar coming out. And so I watched mm-hmm. like six in a row. Gattaca was one of them, but there was a dude that was playing a piano, and he had 12 fingers. It was creepy.
I don't really quite understand. No, it's not creepy. Creepy, that's awesome.
We both can't talk.
Could you imagine all that you could get done? I've been drinking. We are behind. So I started drinking like, almost
an hour ago. Yeah, we're 35 minutes behind on when we were supposed to start recording. So that's 35 minutes of drinking time that Kelly has gotten in.
And it's my favorite.
What do you
rum?
Rum and Coke?
Yep.
I just, ugh, gross.
And it's not gross. It's Captain Morgan spiced. Thank you.
Oh man, the captain. Do you do your pose like while you're pouring it? Because it's so good.
Yes, I do.
I haven't had Captain Morgan spiced rum in quite some time.
Are you trying to say that I have a horrible palate? What are you trying to say?
Oh, I mean, I can't say anything about what you're drinking because I'm literally over here drinking Rich and Rare.
What the crap is that?
Exactly.
Is that your aftershave? No, seriously, is that aftershave?
No, it's whiskey. It's I think it's Canadian whiskey, but it's cheap. It's like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
You know, got to be on that budget now. So I got Rich
yeah.
and Rare.
Yeah,
normally,
you say you have to be on a budget.
Well, I have to.
But you do want to buy the video games.
I do. There's like an awesome sale going on right now at Target. It's buy two, mm-hmm. get one free. And I'm like, I went to Target today and I just was like, I gotta have them all. Come over here. Because Halo came out and then Call of Duty is out. And yeah, there's so many video games that are out right now. But I do skimp. I skimp on some things. I moved from Tito's to this other like vodka that's out of Texas as well, because Texas is the mm-hmm. best state on earth, and mm-hmm. so I moved to that. It's a little bit cheaper. It's like you know, maybe I think $7 cheaper for a half gallon or whatever you call those things. It's like a big huge bottle of vodka
for that big old jug.
Exactly
is what he always asks for.
Yes,
so he's not sure if it's a half gallon, a gallon,
that
whatever.
Half gallon, yeah, it's pretty massive. And then I was like, I gotta have some whiskey, but my old whiskey, which you loved, was Gentleman Jack.
Yes,
dang, that stuff was good. It was so smooth, it tasted amazing. But that's on the medium shelf liquor.
Yeah,
and I was like, I need to go for the bottom, next to the bottom, damn near in the basement shelf of the liquor cabinet for whiskey. But I didn't go for the, because there's like a distinguished Rich and Rare, I guess. It's like mm-hmm. Rich and Rare.
Distinguished.
Special edition. Yeah, distinguished would have been great. I wish it was Rich and Rare Distinguished Edition. But uh-huh. I think it's like uh-huh. Rich and Rare Special Reserve or something. I don't know. It was in a glass bottle for Rich and Rare, which is rare because it's typically in those plastic bottles. Yeah.
Hey, I love the plastic bottle.
Yeah, plastic bottle, you can take it anywhere you want.
Well, and it usually has that very ergonomic feel, you know,
yeah.
to hold on to it better. You can not only pour drinks, you can bash somebody in the head quite easily.
Just
I mean,
won't
you
hurt
don't
as
really,
much.
You don't hurt him as much. Exactly. You're just trying to knock him off. You're not trying to kill him.
You're just sending him a little warning. Like, hey, my next one could be glass, but this one you're getting plastic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're getting the plastic for now. And yeah, once I get drunk, I'm breaking out the good stuff.
No, you never do that. You break out the good stuff for like your first drink. So that way you're like, okay, this was really good. I'm kind of a little bit tipsy after one or two of them. And yeah, then you move into the cheap crap, because by that point, you're just wasting your good liquor.
Oh, yeah.
You never done it that way?
I've just never actually drank before, so.
I know the podcast brought it out in you. As soon as you started podcasting, you're like, all right, let's turn this into a drinking party.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You know.
Well, I mean, it's drinking at the house by myself is a bummer. So any excuse. Oh, he's not actually here with me, but he's with me.
Exactly.
So we're drinking.
We're together in spirit. So this is our party time each week when
that's
we
right.
get to come and talk about The Walking Dead. And that's what we're going to be talking about here in a few minutes. The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 5 makes it really easy for us to remember, which was entitled Self-Help. And
which I thought was the cutest title once I found out what they meant.
Yeah, once we found out what it meant at first, I was like, what is this self-help all about? Mm-hmm. But then we find out about it really, really, not really quickly. It was about midway through the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. It's always nice when the title of the episodes have meaning within the episodes. Because some of them, you still
I
never...
I think Walking Dead always does. You always figured out.
Yeah, they usually have a pretty good... They're pretty good about doing that. I was trying to think like back to other episode titles names. The weirdest one was Claimed. Because do you remember that episode of Claimed? I don't think it had anything to do with Claimed. We found out about it late. It paid off later on, right?
I thought they said claimed.
Maybe they did. Okay, maybe they did.
I think we talked about it maybe the week in advance, not knowing what it was going to mean.
Yes.
Anyway.
But then we figured it out. So.
Yeah, we did.
While we've got everybody listening to us before they turn us off. We want to let everybody know that they can go rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher, which Stitcher is now owned by Deezer. I don't understand these names that people come up with that actually stick, but they do, because apparently Deezer is some big, huge music audio network. I don't even know what it is, but I keep getting emails about it. They're like, Stitcher has now been purchased by Deezer. Okay, that's cool. Stitcher, as long as you work the exact same, we're all good.
Yeah.
But yes, please go rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. It helps other Walking Dead fans find us, and we would greatly appreciate it. Also, we have another super awesome giveaway tonight or today.
Oh, yes,
or
we
this
do.
Morning, whenever you're listening to this.
Whenever you're listening.
Better be quick, because people have been getting it super fast.
That's what I was going to say. Get them quick, and this one is it's not the easiest question ever.
No.
But it's not the most difficult one either.
We already know what the most difficult question ever was. I'm like sending people direct messages. Please give us the answer. Please, God. I don't even remember what the question was that time, but it was.
Oh, I know what it was.
What
was it?
What was it?
It was about the plaque that was in the church.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it talked about people like you. People, you know, stupidity and how it shouldn't be overused and, you know, just all that.
Hey.
It was stupidity is a gift from God. One shouldn't misuse it.
It is a gift from God, because when lots of people use it, it's better for people that don't use it.
Well, regardless,
that should have been what's on the plaque.
That was...
Thank God for stupid people.
Don't argue with the church.
Oh, what was that?
Is the tweet? Did you just tweet?
No, I did not tweet at all during the podcast.
I will say it was Melissa Hutchinson that did.
We're gonna be unprofessional here and tweet during the podcast. And
well, it was. Hey, Clementine tweets, you gots to listen.
What did Clementine have to say?
Nothing good.
Melissa Hutchinson. You can follow her on Twitter. It's at Melly Hutch, who she was also, you know, she guested on one of our podcasts a while back.
Yes, she did.
Go back in the archives, listen to it. It was a fantastic episode. She didn't say anything?
Not anything that I'm going to repeat.
Well, did it have curse words in it?
Nope.
Oh.
Did it talk about other people in it? Yep.
It talked about other
people. Not our podcast. I think not our podcast.
Oh, darn it.
I'm taking her off my list. No, Melly Hutcher, move.
You're like, no more friends with you talking about other podcasts. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I love Ellie.
Yes.
Not Clementine. I love Ellie. I'm kidding. You know, it's a joke. I love both Ellie and Clementine. So come on.
I don't even know who Ellie is.
Ellie and Joel, you punk.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, okay. Yes. Now I remember all about what you were talking about. Yes. The Last of Us. Yeah. Ellie
I'm
and
trying
Joel.
To just, you know, I was trying to think of another young kid going through the apocalypse. Sorry if your mind doesn't work that
Carl?
Quickly. Carl isn't in a video game. Good God. Carl!
Yeah, that's very true. Carl is not in a video game. But, okay. Well, sorry, Melissa Hutchison. We gave you the shout out anyway. We know that you secretly love us the most. So, it's quite all right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, to answer, to get the question that will win you a super duper prize that you have to, once you get the answer, you either tweet it to us at The Walking Naked or you write us on Facebook. It's The Walking Naked on Facebook. And the giveaway is pretty freaking sweet. It's these socks that I actually got at the Walking Dead store in Sonoy, Georgia. So not only are they Walking Dead related, but they came from Woodbury, which is pretty awesome. Boom. Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
And they are Daryl Dixon socks. They're like three-quarter length socks, too. They're pretty long. They're like soccer socks.
Yeah, they're knee-high.
Yes, and they're freaking awesome. I love them. I almost don't want to give them away, but we will because we love all of you, or specifically one of you.
You.
That wins.
we love all of you, but one of you most of all.
Yeah, one of you will get the most of our love. So.
And it's seriously, the question will be pretty easy for you to go back and find, I think. So,
yeah, to find it in the episode.
So don't worry, just be quick.
And we're not going to put it at the end of the episode like we did every other time. So you're going to have to actually listen.
Right
now? Oh, no, they're going to have to actually like listen in the middle. For a little bit. Yep.
Well, how are we going to decide where the middle is?
We shall
never
torture
know.
You.
You're going to... We won't even know. We never know where the middle is.
No, we never know where the middle is. We started it... At we started like I can't do math 13 minutes ago or so. So this is 13 minutes in. We typically try to go for an hour, so this is not halfway in. We are a quarter of
so
the
let's,
way in.
So let's why don't we start talking about the episode?
Okay,
let's that'll
do,
be fun.
Let's do that. All right.
Okay, that's awesome.
The episode was entitled Self Help.
Hey, punk! I don't know what you're laughing about.
Excuse me. The episode was called Self-Help. I'm going to get it together here in a second and stop laughing. It was.
Oh, why? What are you drinking, by the way?
Whiskey. Whiskey. Whiskey makes me happy. I know some people get mean when they get whiskey drunk. I get super happy when I get whiskey drunk.
And then towards the end of the podcast, he gets really tired.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
And he starts asking these same questions over and over again.
Hey,
you can tell.
I'm not Chris Hardwick here, punk. Chris Hardwick does that in his podcast sometimes.
He does, but that's because he doesn't pay attention.
By the way, I was going to say, I'll tell it in just a second.
Yeah.
Self-Help episode title. It was written by Heather Belson and Seth Hoffman. It was directed by the great Ernest Dickerson. He's phenomenal. He kills it whenever he comes in and directs the episodes. He's probably my second favorite director on the show besides Greg Nicotero. Of all time besides Greg Nicotero. Does that make any sense?
And
in this episode, it was all about Abraham's army. We got a huge reveal on Eugene. We found out whether or not he was actually lying or not lying about being a super smart scientist that knows the answer to the cure to this Walking Dead infection. And then we also got some nice backstory on Abraham via some flashbacks in this week's episode. So Mom, what did you think about the episode?
Wait a minute. Okay, I want to get into that. What were you going to say about Chris Hardwick?
Chris Hardwick?
You are just. Oh, go back,
no.
And listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell you whenever you after. Oh. You after you tell me. Okay. What you thought about the episode. I'll tell you all that I was going to say.
Okay. I think it was a really, really good episode. It was a weird episode, but to me, I learned so much about these people. Well, obviously, we learned a lot about Eugene.
We learned a lot about Abe.
We learned even more about Abe. And Abe is a messed up dude. I was a little disappointed at one point when Glenn's like, hey, we're with you, dude. We're rolling with you. And I'm thinking, you need to roll your wife's ass somewhere in the opposite direction because this man is insane.
Yeah, I don't really understand why. Glenn's pretty level-headed, but mm-hmm. for some reason with Abraham now, he's like, anything Abe does, that's what we're going to do. I'm like,
oh, he's cool. No, I always wanted curly red hair.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's just, you know, yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, Rick and the rest of them, that was his family. I mean, his family, for goodness sakes. And I could see for a second, you know, when we thought we were saving the world, but after, you know, we kind of learn otherwise, hey, screw y'all, we're going back. We're not that far away.
Yeah, that again was another weird thing with the episode. It's like, they're only 15 miles out. But then again, 15 miles in the Walking Dead story, that's like 1,000 miles at this point. Because whenever they started the show and getting to Herschel's farm, then to the prison, I think that was all in like a 30-mile radius, right?
I think it was less than that.
It might have been within a 5-mile radius. Uh-huh. They're like, oh, you remember those walking sequences that we got? What was that, in episode 2? Where they're like walking and they try to like speed it up, like to make it feel like they've been walking for days. That was like they, you know, walk to get the mail, basically. So
yeah.
No, I don't know what's going on with the distance thing. But so overall, you enjoyed this week's episode?
Oh, I did. I loved the backstory. Well, it was more like flashbacks. It wasn't so much of a backstory. It was just flashbacks that gave you a little bit of a better idea of why he's so hell-bent on saving the world, because he couldn't save his own family.
Yeah.
So I felt for him there. But for some reason, I just felt like he was just batshit crazy in this episode.
Yeah, I mean, that was the hashtag earlier before the episode started. It was Abraham's about to go Abe shit, and it was hashtag Abe shit. So I don't know if people were just excited about having an episode centered on Abraham and his group, and that's why they were talking about hashtag Abe shit, or maybe Cutlets knew that, you know, he obviously knew it was going to be in the episode, so he started it knowing that he was going to go crazy in this episode. I don't know. It was interesting to see.
What did you think of the episode as a whole?
Okay, we both watched it 3 times. You said you've semi-watched it 3 times because one of the times you were at work and you had things going on in the background. I've watched it 3 times, and during the 3rd time that I'm watching it, it's so weird to me because, you know, we really haven't gotten a whole lot on Abraham, Eugene, and Rosita. And this was, you know, episode to kind of fill those gaps in because they're new, they're part of the group, but they've had to deal with really Rick's group stuff the entire time that they've been with the team. So this was a nice episode where we finally got to see them. But as I was watching the episode, I'm liking Crazy Abe way more than I should. And I'm laughing along with him whenever he's going nuts and he's talking to himself. Like at the very end of the, you know, not the very end of the episode, but whenever they come up on that huge horde of walkers and everybody's like, all right, we got to turn around. We got to go back. And you can just, he's like, can't leave the ship. Can't leave. Can't do that. Just talking to himself.
Yeah. And, in a really insane way.
In a really insane way. The scene where, you know, whenever Eugene hoses down all the walkers with the fire
that
truck.
That was awesome.
I really enjoy that too. A lot of people, they were saying that they didn't like that.
How could they not like it?
I don't really
know. I mean, walkers, appendages went everywhere, and some of them, their skin got blown off, and you could see through their face. That was just so cool.
He blew a hole in that last walker, like literally, the very last one that he got, and it was shot right through his stomach, and I thought it was pretty awesome. A lot of people are just saying that the walkers are no longer a threat. Well, I've got news for you, sort of. In the comic books, they start to become, more of a threat going forward. And
well, if you have ever been hosed by a fire hose truck, I mean, the pressures, I haven't either. I've just heard the pressure is extremely great.
I was like, are we going to do a story where this has happened to you? And I'm like,
yeah, well, I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah. So this one time when I had a whole fifth of vodka, Captain Morgan's and vodkas. I was finding myself really, really enjoying Abraham in this episode. I really like Michael Cudlitz. I think he's doing a phenomenal job as Abraham. And also, I started feeling really sorry for Eugene in this episode, which...
Oh, God, me too.
He's always been the comic relief. And in this episode, you just feel so bad for him. And the more times I watch the episode, you would think that would go away because I know what's coming next.
Right.
But it actually started making me feel even more for him. That final scene with him and Abraham, once he reveals everything that, that he is, that he has been lying the entire time, that he doesn't know what the cure is. I wanted to cry on the third time. First and second time. I enjoyed it, but that third time, it just really, really got me, and I've been hearing...
Well, one, when he does the face plant,
well, yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God. But yeah, I mean, there was so many reasons to want to cry about it. It was one, we'd seen these little glimpses of Abraham's backstory, so we know what this means to him to be able to have... a mission and to feel like he's saving the world by getting Eugene there. Now, what does he have? He has nothing. And so I could see his anger, but I could totally see Eugene's part on that, hey, I'm just a helpless coward.
Yeah.
With a little bit of brain power that, I kind of talked you into something.
We would all put in Eugene's shoes.
Of course.
Maybe not go to the elaborate story that he has gone to, but we would all do something along these lines. And that was what's so weird about, I saw so much hatred on Facebook and Twitter, not people that follow us. The people that follow us, they, whenever I asked for some, some thoughts on the episode, they were actually, they were pretty well thought out. I mean, most of the time they had some reason why they didn't like the episode, or they had a reason why they did like it. But I saw some that were just insane, that along the lines of somebody said Eugene deserves to die because of his cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? How can you say that? There were so many things in this episode that point to the fact that Eugene is a super valuable member of the group, maybe even the most valuable member of the group.
What would that be?
Everything that he did, that he does, in the sense of, he saves them with the fire, the fire hydrant. He saves them there, and then the other part where he starts the fire. And I really feel that some of the other things that happened in the episode were his ideas, as far as the book bindings. I think that was all Eugene. I think that he was the one that was like, you've got to get these book bindings so that way we can stitch up Abraham's hand. That's all him. And I don't know. I feel like that there's a lot of things that Eugene does.
He is a super smoot.
He's super smoot.
I think that's smooth and smart together. I'm not positive. A very smart guy.
I don't know.
And so, yes.
Maybe you like that top hat. Does it for you.
Not so much.
Now
I don't remember what I was going to say, so forget it.
I'll read some comments we got on Twitter and see if it starts any conversations for you. This person at Mad Hatter 13131313, he says that I love seeing Abraham and Eugene blossom into their own characters. I also see why the show airs late at night. Ha ha. Bow chicka bow wow. Yes, mm-hmm. We saw the lovely sex scene between Abraham and Rogita. This is going to be one hell of a podcast.
This is going to be bad. So bad.
This is going to be rough. We apologize, people. Beforehand, middle hand, after hand, all those hands. Yeah. Apologize. This person says, which I don't think we've interacted with this person before on Twitter, that their name is at Dusty Cosplay. I kind of like their name. Mm-hmm. At The Walking Naked. Frankly, because I basically asked, what are your thoughts on the episode? This person said, frankly, lame episode. Abe's background was, but the rest of the episode was really a waste of an hour. Disappointed, and then a frowny face.
What?
The Walking Dead got a frowny face, people.
Maybe they did not watch the right episode.
I could see why.
Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Well, I mean, the biggest debate about is just the fact that a lot of people, they do not want to see episodes that do not involve Rick, Daryl, Michonne.
Rick Grimes.
And the rest of, you know,
nope,
the rest
Rick
of those.
Grimes.
Well, pretty much just Rick. Well, you got to include Daryl in there. They want Daryl in there.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, the 99.9% of the female population of the world wants Daryl Dixon in those episodes. So, and I mean, we've gotten two back to back, which I almost think that mm-hmm. may have been a mistake, the way that The Walking Dead is doing it. I don't really care so much. We did complain about it last week in the sense that I wish that they would involve some of the other characters' storylines just a little bit. It's so jarring whenever we go from, you know, one episode involving a certain storyline, then have to wait 2, 3, 4 episodes before we get the conclusion or the rest of that story, especially when huge cliffhanger.
Yeah, and we did this last year, and we weren't happy about it then. And I believe we went like 3 episodes where we did not see Rick, and I think we're getting ready to see the same thing happen.
I think
next episode
is Andrew
is
Lincoln
a third.
Do? I mean, because he lives here the entire mm-hmm. time that they're filming The Walking Dead, I'm like, is he just, you know...
He reads, he plays video games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hanging out, doing stuff.
I just wish I knew where he was doing these things, because, I mean, I can hang out.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I mean, I can quit my job and have some free time.
Who doesn't need free time? And especially free stalking Rick time.
Exactly.
Start a Rick Grimes stalker group.
I think they're...
The ladies.
Well...
I'm sure there's one out there.
I think so.
Yours.
It should be mine.
Yeah, it should be yours. And then you all have to fight to the death.
Hey, they will lose.
Morbid, right?
No, not really, because, you know, I'll need to get rid of them at some point.
Yeah.
So it you know, we can be friends up until that point. But I will say I am doing a lot of push-ups.
What are you up to?
Oh, I don't count.
Oh.
I mean, because I do them until my arms burn and I cannot move anymore.
You can't count once you get into the thousands.
Exactly. I can't count that. I can't go that high.
Let's read some more reactions to the episode real
quick. Okay.
Brenda, one of our favorite listeners, mm-hmm. And her Twitter name is at BLUNN63, if you want to go follow her on Twitter. She says, Abraham has gone psycho. Eugene lied and still no Rick. And then she put a crying face.
Oh, she's a good girl.
She is. She's funny. She said, but it was good. I think they should go back with Rick's group. So she's pretty positive about the episode, which is kind of nice.
She's positive about everything.
Yeah, she is.
Always.
She is very, very positive, which I enjoy. This person said, it was good. I don't understand why the writers can't tell a whole story in the actual episode. I had to watch The Talking Dead to find out why Abraham killed those men. And this person's name is at Tony0010, and it's T-O-N-I. So if you want to go follow them on Twitter, you can. And I want to get to one more other comment here in a second, but that is one thing that I find super annoying. why do we have to watch The Talking Dead in order to fill in gaps of the storyline?
Well, I mean, there's only so much time that they have to do the show.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's an...
Do you not find that annoying at all?
Well, yes, but especially since they watching Talking Dead just totally blew my theory out of the wall of who those dudes were. Did you notice they were all dressed exactly alike?
Well, I will say this: after watching The Talking Dead, mm-hmm. They've done this. They've done it in the past where you had to kind of watch the Talking Dead afterwards to fill in some of the gaps. I don't feel like mm-hmm. they did it this much this episode. I felt some of the stuff that Chris Hardwick asked Josh McDermott, who plays Eugene, I felt some of the answers that he gave were more just his feelings, his thoughts on the matter. They weren't actual concrete things that are backstory to Eugene that didn't get shown on the show but are actually true. The thing about Abraham, and I didn't catch it at first, but then when I thought about it, I caught it. He didn't say that's actually what who those people are, because he even said if they decide to go into this in the show, mm-hmm. this may be completely mm-hmm. incorrect. He was referring to the comic book.
Right.
So your theory may still be correct. So what is your theory?
Well, they were all dressed exactly alike in somewhat of a military fashion. They had on some like khaki kind of shirts.
Yeah.
They had on dark pants, black boots, and some kind of a holster of some sort down, I thought, on their leg, which to me looked like they were actually police, which of some kind, okay? Mm-hmm. That would make me feel very scared for his wife if she went all apeshit on a group of people that just happened to be at the same grocery store, maybe trying to get food or whatever.
Yeah.
I loved his story. I mean, it made me feel better for, you know, him to say, oh, well, okay, they raped my family. Okay, well, now, you know, we all know how we feel about that, you know, rip his throat out. But gosh, I thought they looked very, they were all dressed. Go back and watch it. They had the exact same outfit on.
I didn't catch that in all three of my viewings of the episode.
Yeah.
Which is that's kind of even more interesting, the fact that the things that we realized and found out about the people in the episode Slab Town, that those were cops, but some of them were dirty cops, that they were abusing their power and abusing women, especially because Michael Cudlitz referred to on the show that happened in the comic books. And I'm sorry, this is a slight spoiler if you haven't read the comic books, but the people that he basically beat to death on the show, he was saying that was referring to the comic book scene where he had to basically kill his neighbors, his best friends, because they had, I think he said it on the show, they had raped women.
Right.
And
right.
We know that that's what some of those cops were doing in Slab Town. So that's we both always have like these crazy theories, and that's what I love about theories, because they can come true, they can not come true, but they're so much fun to just speculate on things that can happen. I think that would be super interesting if we somehow found out that Abraham, which they were in Houston though, so obviously Houston and Atlanta, that kind of really can't be the same. So darn it, I guess our theory's broken.
My
theory of that they were maybe the same people. Yeah,
debunked.
We just debunked our own theory within 2 minutes.
Well, okay, and we call him Sergeant Abraham Ford. Do we know for sure that he has actually served in the military, or did we just decide to call him that? Because those dudes had on some kind of military garb, and he killed them all.
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, is just that, do you think that he was actually in the military? Because, for one, we don't know why Abraham we don't know why he was beating those people. And then, in turn, why was his wife, Ellen, so afraid of him?
She was terrified.
If he was beating rapists, who would be afraid mm-hmm. of that?
See, that's why I don't think that they were.
I would agree 100% with you. That's definitely not the same storyline as the comic book, because you would be grateful, I would think. If somebody just literally destroyed some guy that tried to rape you or did rape you, I think you would be like, thank you, and not be so scared that you run away.
Yeah. So I think she was afraid of him.
I wish we could, hopefully they dive into that later on in the season. You know, I don't know how long Abraham will be around on the team. Hopefully for a lot longer, because it feels, like I said earlier, it feels like we're just now getting to know these characters, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because once we get to know these characters, which I think is the biggest complaint that everybody had, which we said before, is that they want to see Rick and they want to see these other people. And we had one comment that was like, literally, these characters are boring. And I was like, well, we don't know anything about them. We've got to get some backstory about them. Mm-hmm. So now we've got backstory on Abraham and Eugene. Rosita, not so much still, but I think Rosita's will come. And I really hope they go a little bit deeper into the military stuff. So one or two more comments, and that's it. And then we'll get into some questions. Does that sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Robin, she said on Facebook, she's a big supporter of us, and we appreciate her. She said, I didn't care for the episode that much. It had some good points, but overall it left me meh. I liked getting some background on Abraham and the flashback scenes, but they didn't explain enough what was going on, just what we talked about. And then she kind of goes on and talks about, why did he kill those men? We don't know why he killed those men. So, as she said, also the Field of Walkers was poorly done. I couldn't tell what they were looking at first. What did you think about the big horde of walkers that they saw at the very end of the episode?
It depends on what side of a screen you're watching it on, but...
On your phone. How did it look on your phone?
It didn't look like much on my phone, but even on the big screen TV, it wasn't that great. It was too far away of a shot, but it looked like the horde of walkers was actually contained horde, like they had corralled them. That's what it looked like to me. Like they were in pens.
Yeah, it did kind of look like that. I will agree with Robin. It did feel like it was poorly done in the sense that we couldn't see anything.
Right.
I mean, but maybe that means there's something more to come from that, which would be cool.
I feel confident. Yeah, it will have to.
I mean, they're going to eventually go towards Washington, D.C., I think, at some point. They're going to have to go. I mean, I think that was the best route to get there, the fastest and most efficiently. So I think that we may have to run into that horde again at some point later on in the season. I hope that we do. I hope we finally get to see what the heck was out there, because, yes, I agree with Robin. It did look poor on the screen, but we just really didn't see anything. So I'm not really sure. Let's see if I find one more good one that... This person just said, I like what someone pointed out somewhere about Abe starting to rhyme everything. Like, WTF was that about? Every direction is a question, and I'm stressed and depressed about that bus. I liked whenever he goes into his rhymes and everything about how he feels, and I think it's funny. And to me, that definitely seems like he's military-esque. Does it?
True. Yes, but then Eugene seemed like he could be a scientist.
Well, he is super smart.
He is super smart,
everybody,
but he's not a scientist.
That he's super duper smart.
Which was a huge mistake to tell Abe one more time, I'm not a scientist, but I'm smarter than
that
you.
Was not...
I'm still smarter than you.
Yeah, that was not a good thing to do.
Ginger beard.
Yes.
You know.
They were so great on The Talking Dead. I mean,
oh my God, they were. You know, Josh McDermott is just a friggin' funny man.
Yes,
they both are. But he really, I mean, he has my kind of sense of humor, the self-deprecating sense of humor that I like to use. Oh,
it was great whenever they used the voting, and it was, you know.
I know.
Did he look sexy?
Is the mullet sexy?
Yeah, and everybody voted.
He does look sexy. That's the greatest mullet ever.
I died laughing, but they're a perfect complement to one another in the sense of
they really are.
You know, Josh McDermott, like you said, he's like the deprecating funny, and he's just jovial. And then, you know, Michael Cudlitz is the I will throat punch you funny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just super, like, he might be psychotic or he might be really funny. I can't decide, because at some points you could tell Chris Hardwick was kind of, it looked like he was getting a little uneasy on whether or not his jokes were hitting or Michael Cudlitz was actually really pissed.
Seriously, did you think that?
Oh, I didn't think that at all. I'm saying I felt like Chris Hardwick felt that way at some point.
With sweat and bullets.
Exactly. He was like, oh, God.
All I know is that I just want to hang out at their set. I mean, come on.
You'll dolphin smooth.
Smooth his body for him, if that's what.
He already looked pretty dolphin smooth to me. And that's,
I know.
I was like, where's the
Maybe it was after the haircut.
Well, I mean, there was no man hair. I saw no.
That's what I'm saying.
No butt cheek hair there. I mean,
maybe she took care of it.
Not every dude has it, but most dudes have it.
Okay. Do you think maybe she had already done the haircut?
Full trim.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that would be pretty interesting.
That was what he was asking for. He wasn't talking about dolphin smooth on top of his head.
Yeah, that's very true. Dolphin. Well, I know. I get that he wanted to be dolphin.
Oh, do you get it? Because I don't think you do.
I do get it.
Grow up.
Dolphin smooth is not growing up. Dolphin smooth is nobody wants.
Is going
like when you're a kid.
Pedophiles. Exactly. They love that. They love it.
Exactly. I used to. I still. You know. I trim up. I like to. I try to make myself look presentable. But I started getting. You know, girls that if I trimmed up entire chest hair and body hair,
that's just gross.
They were like, "What am I dating, a little boy?" They're like,
exactly.
Get your man hairs out there. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Well,
know.
I'm sorry. If you're going to talk about your man hairs, I'm going to talk about my woman hairs.
Nope.
And I think if.
Nobody.
I think if.
Dolphin smooth. Dolphin smooth.
Okay, you're a pedophile.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are.
I didn't.
Yes, you are.
I'm talking about leg hair and arm hair, punk.
Okay, well, that's not what I was talking about. I said woman hairs.
The hour of boozing for you is definitely taking over. Actually, I think we're in an hour and 15 minutes into boozing.
Well, that's what happens when you leave me sitting alone.
It's true. So what did you think about that sex scene? Is it a little bit awkward because you just
it was awkward because everyone was watching.
Well, just Eugene and then Tara snuck up.
And then Tara, yeah. But it was a small space. Everyone heard if they didn't watch, you know. And that's, I guess. You got to get it where you can get it before you can't get it anymore. And, you know,
exactly that. I am 100 million billion % on what Cudlitz said on The Talking Dead about the fact that he was pissed off at the Tyrese and Sasha story. No, Tyrese and that'd be gross. That's incestual.
He's from Arkansas.
Yes, I am. No, the Tyrese and Karen story. Excuse me. I so apologize, Sasha and Tyrese.
No, it's so funny because as soon as he started talking about their story, I'm thinking, does he not understand? They're related. They're related. That's brother and sister. And then I realized, okay, he's talking about the whole Karen thing and
yeah.
at the prison. So yeah. I was totally where you were.
Well, because he's, you know, he wasn't on the show until Karen was gone.
Right.
He didn't come in until episode eight or whatever. And so yeah, it was throwing me off for a second there. But yeah, everybody would be jackrabbits. Let's get real around here. I mean, especially since
Okay. Everybody
happens to be good looking in the Walking Dead apocalypse. I mean, where does this Garrett character come from? Supermodels?
Oh my God.
Get real here.
Please.
I mean,
I have so many horribly, horribly things I could just say that would just sound so dirty. that I'm just not going to say because I do a podcast with my son.
Reel those in. Yeah, the sex scene was awkward, but it was funny. And the fact that it was in the self-help section was amazing.
Yes.
I loved it. It was a little weird.
Cards on the table. I'm watching. Yeah.
Yeah. That was another nice line from Eugene. He has some of the mm-hmm. best goofy, just I don't know what's wrong with this person lines. But that did bring us to the very first reveal that Eugene dropped in the episode. The fact that
he likes to watch.
That he does like. Well, okay, the two reveals, actually. That he likes to watch. No harm, or whatever he said. I don't remember what he said, but it was funny.
And I'm not part of it, or I'm not into it, and they're not into it. Something like that. I don't know.
Some really good line though about it. I should have. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, he had that reveal. He likes to watch. He's a little bit of a voyeur. Mm-hmm. And his second reveal to Tara was the fact that he's the one that has been sabotaging their missions from the get-go. He destroyed the bus in hopes that it wouldn't even get out of the driveway from the church, which I wonder if he did that prior to when, you know, Rick and everybody was going to go, or did he do it once he found out just Abraham and them were going to go?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think it would have made any difference at all. I mean, if he thought that they were attending as well, right? If he thought the whole group was going, or, I mean, because he thought that it wasn't going to be just Rick and them that took off in the bus. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. It would have been all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just was saying, I wonder if he did it because we saw things in the church from Abraham already that he was kind of losing his grip. The fact that he was being upset with Rick so much about, you know, we've got to leave now. It's time to go right now. And they had just got to the church. So we had already started mm-hmm. to see Abraham kind of, you know, just kind of coming off the rails a little bit prior to even leaving to go to Washington with
them. I see why his wife left him and got ate up. I mean, seriously.
He's pretty intense. And he throws a mean punch, but I don't know. Rosita seems to be digging it.
For now.
Well, actually, yeah, for now would be definitely a good thing to say, because we did see her almost draw on him with her gun.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Sorry, of course, my computer just broke. We've got to get our questions again.
Oh, no.
Where are they? Found them. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I was curious about that, whether or not he did it before or after they found out if it was going to be just Abraham or Rick and everybody. But what did you think about the reveal and the fact that why would Tara not tell everybody?
Tara is so sweet, and she still has that guilt from being with the governor, and to know that her secret was held for certain parts, you know, when she didn't want it revealed, that they actually did hold on to it for her. And it wasn't until she said, okay, go ahead, you know, you can go ahead and tell everybody, you know, that they did. I just think she feels like she's just this sweet, warm, wonderful person and wants to see the good in everyone. And, you know, you made a mistake. Don't worry about it. Well, that secret is, I don't see her going and going, look at what dumbass over here did. You know, I mean, didn't she even pound it out with him?
She did. She brought the pound it out back.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, she doesn't pound it out with everybody.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Maybe she's getting a little sweet on the old Tennessee top hat.
You know, I kind of thought maybe that they were going to try to go that direction.
I mean,
Pickens are slim, Pickens and his hair is long.
Slim. I mean, Maggie's got, she's on lockdown. Rosita's apparently on lockdown.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the only one she's got at this point, I mean, Sasha, she's free game now. She's not around, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in her direct vicinity, Eugene is it. I mean, woo.
He has long hair.
Just now put two and two together. Yeah, he does have some long, lustrous hair.
Uh-huh. And he's kind of, you know, he's kind of mushy like a girl.
Yeah. He's probably got some soft, subtle skin.
Yeah.
Probably make it. I don't know. That would be an interesting pair, Tara and Eugene. I'm pretty sure Tara
is so
very happy about this.
She would be the guy.
She would definitely.
Tara's the guy.
Be the guy in the relationship. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw whenever the bus broke down and, you know, flipped over. For Eugene, that stab was the worst stab I've ever seen in my life.
I just thought it was so great, though. It was so well acted. Because he was so clumsy.
Yes.
And just, you know, he's like this big baby.
Yes, that is a perfect definition of him.
Oh, I just thought that was so great.
Do you think that's why you didn't want to tell him? Or, you know, like tell the group? Because, I mean, he did technically save her. I mean, even though she dispatched with the walker after he, you know, kind of stumble stabbed it.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I think she sees him as a sweet character that really, you know, wasn't meaning to do any harm, really.
Yeah.
I
agree with you. I mean, I think, like you said before, the fact that she was a part of the governor's group, I think that plays in, you know, big time in every action that she takes now, and she sees that Eugene just wants to be a part of the group. That was the moment where there was two Eugene moments. That's the first one where you want to cry, when, you know, he's basically just laying it out there that he's worthless and that the group would not want him if it wasn't for the fact that he could cure the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just super sad. And I don't know. I mean, do you feel like the group, say he put his cards out on the table initially, not when he first met Abraham, actually. No, we'll throw that out of the equation. We'll say that, you know, that we didn't know that happened, but say he first meets Rick and them and the entire group.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that they would have just been like, "You got to go, buddy. You're worthless"? Because we've seen him. We've seen how Rick treats Father Gabriel, and it's not very nice.
That's just because he doesn't trust him.
Why would you?
It's
trust
not.
Him?
It's not.
I mean.
Okay. Why would you not? I mean, do you feel like he's gonna come up on you and hurt you? No.
Not at all.
You know you can run faster than him, so he's walker bait. Always have to have the guy that you can run faster than.
Who's walker bait right now in the group? Just Eugene, right? And Father Gabriel?
Yeah, and Judith. If you want to throw her down and keep going.
Here you go, boys. Here's a little late night snack for you for Judith.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else is pretty tough.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I mean, Abraham even alluded to that in this episode, the fact that it's, you know, you either are strong enough to kill or you're valuable enough to protect, basically, is what he said. And also, I guess, I think he said, if you're strong enough to kill, then you got to make sure you kill them first. So.
And he did.
Yes, and he definitely did. He killed all of them. So, yeah, because I wasn't really sure about that, if the group would protect him if he didn't have anything to offer.
I don't think it's – to me, they came together as a family in a way. Well, a group of strangers, and they've just all have kind of assumed certain roles and done the things that – I mean, come on, Beth, for God's sakes. Well, Tyrese, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, they found a role for him. He
two
can be the
for
babysitter.
God's sakes.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. They'll take anybody. I feel like if he would have found the right group to begin with, he would not have had to tell the lie. I think he would have told the lie anyway. But I think there was a part of him also that was doing Abraham a favor. He saw that the man was going to blow his brains out. He did him a favor.
See, I don't agree with that.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I don't agree with the fact that he saw that. I do agree that I think that Abraham is super conflicted, even more so at this point, because, you know, he saved Eugene as much as Eugene saved him. Now, he didn't know that Eugene was lying about it until just now, but I kind of feel like he had to have some premonition that, like, this
dude
is full of bullshit. Look at him running. He's running in zigzag runs.
And super smart people run funny. Didn't you know that?
I guess so.
It's a scientific fact.
Now I know why I don't run funny. Because I'm not super smart.
That's right.
Dang it. I got to get my really stupid looking run on so people will think I'm a genius.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. I didn't know.
Okay, so you don't feel like Eugene saved Abraham in a way.
No, I do. I do feel like Eugene saved him, but it was not in a direct manner. Eugene saw a good thing that he had in front of him, and he took advantage of it. He didn't know, in my opinion, that Abraham was going to kill himself. He didn't know anything about that because he kind of he stopped before, you know, after he killed those three walkers, whenever they got the flashback scene, that their first flashback mm-hmm. scene together, which I thought was awesome. It was really cool getting to see that. But no, I don't think that he knew he was directly saving Abraham at all. I think it's going to
come. Well, Josh McDermott said that he saw him with a gun in his mouth. That's what he said. Now,
I mean,
whether or not he could have, that would have, I find that kind of a stretch when you're running from walkers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that he's. Yeah, I don't know. That is, it'd be interesting to me either way. To be totally honest with you, if Eugene knew beforehand, you know, like once before he even told the lie that he was somewhat saving him, but I guess he wouldn't have known anyway then, because what if he's like, hey, I got this mission, I don't care.
Yeah,
blows his
brains
out. So I don't know, it's kind of hard to say, but I do think that it's going to come to a head, the fact that hopefully if Eugene's still alive, because we don't know if he's alive, I'm pretty sure, I'm not.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Bad.
They didn't. You didn't hear the cannon go off, and they didn't show his face up on the sky.
Somebody getting ready.
That's this show, right?
Huh?
I am. Yes, I am. No, yes, okay. I am.
First, coming at you, Hunger Games. It looks.
Yeah, it does.
But I do find that that's one of the most interesting aspects going forward for Abraham, because he is losing it, and it was really nice how they showed the parallels between what was happening present day with Abraham and what was going on with him in the flashbacks, and the fact that he was
already apeshit stupid.
Yes, yeah. I don't know if he's stupid.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Not stupid, crazy. I meant crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, he's definitely a crazy. He's a crazy bird for sure.
Do you think they'll kick him out of the group?
Well, I mean, that's my whole thing going forward is one, how would Rick have handled this? How would Rick have handled the revelation that Eugene has been lying? And yeah, two, how is Abraham going to, you know, reacclimate himself to the group? Because the entire time he was with the group, he's like, we gotta go. Now there's nowhere to go.
I think because we have kind of seen crazy Rick would have traded punches. They would have taken turns. They were beating the shit out of Eugene to a pulp, and then they would have taken the mullet off and take turns wearing the mullet. That's how bad Rick has gotten too.
At this point, I don't know if I can disagree with you, because
yeah,
we're still not dealing with any kind of sane Rick whatsoever. I mean,
mm-mm.
Which is going to be really weird to see once we get back to that, because.
If we do.
Yeah, if we ever get back to Rick, please God get us back to Rick. no, I've enjoyed these last two episodes. I don't mind when they.
I have too, even as much as I, you know, miss him.
Yeah.
I have pictures, so it's okay.
I just have a feeling that, you know, that people kind of. We've got to have other episodes with the other characters. I do feel like the story structure is a little bit weird. I do feel like. If I was going to complain about anything, it's the way they've structured the narrative. I don't really like that, because it feels like a jumbled mess and we're just getting pieces of it to kind of bide our time. I don't think that they're filler episodes, but I do feel like it's I wish that they would have pieced them together a little bit better for week-to-week TV. Watching, we've already talked about it, but binge watching,
yeah.
This will be great. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? Because we'll be like, that one's over. click next, or you know, you had to click next because Netflix does it for us. It's
right,
the next
right.
episode starting in 25 seconds. Are you ready? Of course we're ready.
I don't know. I just was ticked that they broke the group up to begin with. You know, we just fought so hard to find each other, and to break us up still, you know, pisses me off. And it's, and it, like we talked about earlier for just a second, that Glenn made me a little bit mad that he's just so super gung-ho after Abraham.
Yeah.
I understand that they're trying to come up with something, you know, for them that's different, that isn't all about the past and about, you know, his, you know, her dad dying and, you know, her sister disappearing and all that, you know, that they can focus on a future plan. But, okay, yeah, how's that going to be affected now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
and do you think she's pregnant?
Well, that was what I was about to ask you. We must be related. I'm starting to get the feeling that she might be. One, because they're not getting it on.
Right. And they, like, he gives her these little...
Yeah.
That was a kiss. It was
he's,
a little
he's,
chaste.
He's giving her the BS kisses. That's just
like, God, those are like the barely give your grandma kiss.
Yeah, yeah. These are like the I'm about to break up with you kiss.
And... Yes, I hate you.
Yeah.
And my mouth is so puckered so tight.
I guess I've got to kiss you again. You're so gross.
You're gross, yeah.
Maggie, you're disgusting looking.
Poor Maggie.
I would take Glenn out second. Like, wow, Glenn.
And when she got out of the back of the bus, did you notice how slow? They didn't have her jump out of that bus in her warrior way. She kind of like, you know, leaned down on her gun and got down
she
real
held,
slow.
She held her back then, as she was coming out.
Yeah. Oh, my back.
Well, if she is
and
pregnant.
Then, you know, every once in a while she does that little thing with her hands on her tummy. No, I wish I didn't
see
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're seeing that, I did not see that. Okay, if she is pregnant, do you like that or do you not want that?
You know, it's real life. It's real life. I mean, if they were indeed actually having sex, like Glenn tried to brag that he was. So I think, you know, it's going to happen.
I don't want it. No more babies on the show. Don't need them.
Well, but maybe they'll do something fun with it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Maybe they're like, okay, maybe we'll just actually, you know, kill this one like they did in the comic book. No, I don't.
Right.
I don't want that. I just don't want any more. No more.
So you want life to stop. Real actual life that happens in a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Where people get it on and get pregnant.
If I'm in the zombie apocalypse, I don't want to have to deal with pregnancies.
Well, then you better not get it on.
Walkers. Okay. I mean, if that's what's got to happen, then that's what's got to happen. I'm just going to have to
you just get
down there. You're not the big brain anymore, buddy, because you're going to get have you seen all
you know, so far, from what I know of you, I've never seen that you could actually have that conversation and take over.
And take the big brain takeover?
Yeah.
The one on my head?
Yes, the one in your head take over for, you know, Brain Junior.
I don't know. We'll see when the zombie apocalypse starts.
All right.
It's gone
okay.
The first, like, you know, day, then I could.
Yeah. But, and when you have, you know, triplets,
exactly.
You know, within
you got
months.
Duggars, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if many people know who the Duggars are. They got
yes, they have 20 children.
They have a freaking litter of kids. Okay.
That's a lot.
Who's the more interesting character of the two? Eugene or Abraham for you?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I love the two of them together so much that I'm having a hard time separating them. But at this point, I'm more curious to find out things about Abraham.
I think
what about you?
Yeah, I think I would agree. I mean, I don't really feel like we need a whole lot of backstory on Eugene to get a handle on who he is as a person.
Well, unless they, you know, open something totally up for us that we're going, oh, who knew? You know, he likes cats. I mean, who would have ever figured that out?
He's a cat person.
You know?
Yeah.
He played video games and had no friends. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, perfect life, buddy. I feel you, Eugene, because I'm a target. And get me 15 games, and then I won't need any friends. These are my new friends right here. Where else can you get three new friends in the span of 10 minutes?
Oh, well, I completely understand. I just started on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I didn't realize that all this time I was supposed to be recruiting people into my Brotherhood.
You're just killing everybody.
They don't tell you how to do... I just kill everybody. Well, you're not supposed to kill everybody. Thanks.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, so I have no... There's no Brotherhood at this point. It's just me.
Assassin's Creed... No Brotherhood.
Yeah. Single dumb. It is just sad. I now that I know, I'll try to figure out how to do that. And now I keep walking up to everybody in the video game, you know, waiting for there to be some kind of signal.
You're my brother. No, yeah. Stop.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Broberham, what's going on?
Right.
Let's get to the question real quick, so that way we can get in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you want to let everybody know this is the question that you will answer on Twitter? It's at The Walking Naked or The Walking Naked on Facebook. Go answer this question and you will win the Daryl Dixon socks.
You lucky bastard, because they are awesome.
They are.
Yeah. The question is, this is pretty simple. No big whoop. Abraham had a wife and two adorable children, and he had actually named those children. What are their names? That little ginger boy was so cute.
I know, Ginger's just taking over the world.
I know.
He was super so ginger on The Talking Dead. I mean, that's just like the most gingerest of ginger I've ever seen in my life. So just answer that question. What were Abraham's kids? Either give us the answer on Twitter or Facebook, or you can even email us. It is the Walking Naked email. Are we so fancy? Yes, we are super fancy.
We are fancy. Good God.
Yeah, that's pretty.
We must be making the big bucks.
I know. It's Gmail accounts. They're hard to get these days.
They are. I know. They cost a lot.
Super duper expensive. Okay, well, let's get into some of the predictions for what's going to happen next. I think that we've covered pretty much everything about the episode that we wanted to cover. There were some Easter eggs that were pretty cool. I don't know if you noticed them.
No. Which ones? What are you talking about?
Well, just the whole...
I don't know if you noticed it, but I did.
Why? Because I wrote them down. That's why I remembered them. The Samson story that Maggie told Eugene, that was pretty cool and interesting. The book that Eugene was reading, The Shape of Things to Come, an H.G. Wells book about the apocalypse, basically. But I think the general gist, I've never read the story, but the general gist is that there's this apocalypse and a super smart person has to kind of fix things. The end. I don't know.
The end.
I've never read it, but I do want to read that book. I almost bought an H.G. Wells. It was like 20 stories by H.G. Wells for like $7.98 at Barnes & Noble. Wish I would have got it. And then also really quickly before we get into predictions, I should have said we're going to do this first, I guess. But the song that was playing in the church bus when they were riding around, and I wouldn't bring this up for anything else besides the fact that I felt like this was something that was basically an underlying theme for Eugene throughout this episode. The name of the song, do you remember the song that was playing?
You're talking about the one that was that somebody was humming?
Well, they weren't humming it, but it was a gospel song that was playing over the church bus.
Okay.
They may have been humming it. They might not have had music. I don't even know if it was actually playing in the bus or if it was just playing to the listening or the viewing.
Because doesn't this humming continue at the the bookstore? Yeah. Yes. I mean, I assumed that it was supposed to be one of the characters doing the humming.
Oh, okay. Well, the song's title was "May the Work I've Done Speak for Me." And for me, this was like the coolest little Easter egg because for me, my interpretation of that song being played is all about Eugene. because we see that, you know, he reveals that he's been lying and that he didn't want to tell people that he was lying because he wanted to be useful. He wanted the group to actually want him and to protect him and, you know, be his friend. But he didn't think that they would actually do that just based on the merits alone of that he's, you know, kind of a awkward genius. He knows how to make things. He knows how to create stuff in this zombie apocalypse that nobody else does. So I thought that song was really neat because I felt like it was basically Eugene, you know, saying like, well, I do all these other things. Why does that not speak for me enough as a member of the group? Nobody else knows what the cure is, but I'm supposed to be the one that, you know, does all these things and knows what the cure is.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you won't want me.
And look so hot doing it.
Exactly. And look super hot with my mullet just flowing in the wind. Yeah, I don't know. Do you feel the same about that, or is this just...
No, I love that. I couldn't figure out what the song... I knew it was a gospel hymn, but I couldn't catch what it was, and I didn't think to break out my iPhone to let my iPhone decide that for me.
Well, I looked.
You looked it up.
Yeah, I listened to the song actually too. It's actually I don't know who actually does the song because it's mm-hmm. I looked on YouTube. There was like a million different versions of it. Mm-hmm. They were all like gospel songs. It was a really cool sounding song. It sounded interesting.
That's just amazing. The depths that these writers will go to. I mean, just a song that most people wouldn't have taken the time to look up. But for them, you know, they had to be giggling their butt off at the name of the song.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that that was the meaning. I mean,
I'm sure it had to be.
You know, if we ever got to interview Josh McDermott or some of the writers, that would be like my first question for Josh McDermott especially. And if, you know, the writers of this episode, because I just feel like that is, you know.
Okay. So your first question would be what?
Just so I'm
clear, what would your first question be? It'd be about the song and not who kisses who first. Is that?
Oh no! Well, that was what I tweeted them.
Yes, I know.
Is that what I said? Who kisses who first?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God!
How drunk were you?
I was not drunk at all. But hey, he answered real quick. He said, and then he's probably like, this naked people are weirdos. Yeah.
Block this account. I'm not looking at their pictures because I know what I'm gonna find.
Exactly. It's gonna be really creepy. All right. So to wrap the podcast episode up, let's get into some predictions. Did you watch the trailer for what happens in the next episode?
Yep.
Okay. Who's the body?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
No.
Okay, it's somebody teeny.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small. I think we're trying to be led to believe that it is Beth.
I feel like that's what they're trying to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would almost be pissed if it was Beth at this point. Not because like I would be so mad if Beth died. But I would be like, what the hell, people? Why are you spoiling major deaths on the show? Like, don't do that crap.
That's why it can't be Beth.
No, I don't.
Besides that, we bury our people. We don't burn our people.
Yeah, I don't think that it's Beth. And I was talking to a buddy of mine. You know, we were texting back and forth. And he was, you know, they were like, who do you think that the body was? And... my theory is that we don't know what happened to Carol after she got banished from Rick, right?
Right, right.
And she got banished, I believe it was in episode 4, and then some time passed by. And
like 3 days.
Well, we don't know how much time passed by because we got all that governor backstory, but it might not have been very long. But it had to have been a little bit long because he... You know, remember the governor saw them initially. He saw Rick, and he had the gun pointed at Rick. Like, he could have killed him right then and there, but he didn't. And then that's when, you know, he went back or met up with that family and then came back once he met up with Martinez. So there had to have been some little bit of time. I don't know. The timeline is crazy. I don't really know the exact timeline. But
Carol was there still during all that.
We think.
Because
do we see her?
Because she was at the prison still because the infection hadn't begun. And once the infection begun.
Well, no, Brick wasn't planning stuff. He started planning stuff right as the infection happened. And they were out planning stuff.
Okay. So maybe she did get kicked out. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, but make what was your point? I'm sorry. Yeah, because we could go so deep into this.
No, it wasn't. No, she was there. No, she wasn't.
Don't you remember what she had on that day?
She was wearing a pink shirt and a blouse. Okay, well, my point is I feel like that it was somebody that Carol ran into. For some reason, I just feel like this is what's going to happen, that, you know, Carol and Daryl, whenever they're going after Beth, I don't know. I really have no damn clue, but this is what I'm going to – my crazy theory is that this has to do with somebody that Carol met while she was banished from the group. And they.
Well, I mean, she does say thanks.
Exactly. You know. Yeah, this looks like this was something done for Carol, and that's kind of why it led me to the path of thinking that this was somebody that she met while she was banished from the group. They've come up on them. And I think
they had to kill them.
Well, I don't think they had to kill them. I think that they go to wherever Carol had met this person at, and they find that she's dead now, and then they have to burn her body or something. I don't know why they have to burn her body, but I guess it's because it's in a building. You can't really bury somebody in a building. And it's kind of inhumane to just let them rot there. So,
yeah, they made her into a mummy.
Yeah, they did. It was a pretty impressive mummy that they made her into.
Yeah.
But that's what I think. That's my crazy theory. Could be crazy wrong.
So my question is, do we get in this next episode, do we get back to Carol ending up at the hospital where Beth is? Or are we going to go a whole nother episode without finding out how that occurs?
I already know the answer to that, and we will get to it at the – it's going to be a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at the very end of the episode, and that's where we are going to find out how she got to the hospital.
Okay, so who dies?
Nobody. Nobody dies. Nobody dies in this episode, I don't think. This is episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get the feeling that anybody dies in this episode.
I'm not asking you about that.
Oh, you're asking.
I'm asking about what you saw.
We are getting to exactly the point that I watched get filmed, but I'm not going to give it away. I'm never going to give it away. And what we can talk about it after it happens, because I'm just that good of a person to the Walking Dead fans. But anyways, 3 episodes left. What's going to go down? Is Abraham going to give up? And will the group?
Are they going to chop his hand off?
Yeah, that's a bold prediction of mine that's going to come true, I do believe.
I think you could be right.
If you want to read about it, it's on the Film Dispenser website, just filmdispenser.com. And I talk all about whether or not Abraham is going to be the person that loses his hand, because Greg Nicotero and Norman Reedus, they tweeted out some crazy pictures. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Some pictures of a hand, and you know, Norman Reedus said, I said yes, because they were acting like they were getting married, and then the hand was
yeah,
in the
you
grass.
Just have to go look it all up. It's all in there.
It's all in
there. And it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, it's just like Walking Dead season 5 speculation, does Abraham lose his hand? So, yeah, go look on Film Dispenser. But, yeah, so do you think the groups come back together in these next 3 episodes, all of the 3 groups? And, yeah, I mean, do you feel like Abraham gives up at this point?
I think he gives up, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Till he decides that he, I can't say it, so I'm not going to say that.
Till he needs some more Rosita time?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey, Rosita's a very lovely girl.
She is.
Serratos, I believe is her name.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. I mean, they hide some of her gorgeousness on the show.
Well, they do that with every one of the females on that show.
Very true. I mean,
you know,
you can't really hide Maggie's. Maggie has like a, I don't know. She's got a certain look.
Well, have you seen her like when she's done up?
I have, yes.
I
think they're hiding Norman Reedus too.
Oh God, you're so embarrassing. Yes, I have. I don't know about everybody else, but I have.
I do have a little thing called the intranets, where you can find pictures of anything. So watch out what you're putting on the internet.
Really.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, you can find pictures of everything. So,
Andy Lincoln?
Maybe.
Actually, I've almost seen him naked anyway, because it one of the movies it was in, so.
Yeah, well, darn. Didn't get naked. I'm so sorry for you. What movie is that for the ladies and some of the men viewers out there or listeners?
Oh, I can't remember what it was. I don't remember. I did fail.
World.
I'm so sorry. I tweeted it at some point.
Is failing.
I will work on my stalkerness.
Yeah, work on that and kind of get back to me on next episode. I hope the groups come back together. We're gonna find out in the next three episodes. I'm excited to see Carol and Daryl next week. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, me too.
And maybe Rick in there, people.
God, please.
If my mom's gonna have a full-on panic attack if we don't see Rick pretty soon. So.
Yeah, and no one wants that.
No, nobody wants that. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's recap of
Self-help.
Has just kicked in. If we have any more listeners after this week's episode, God
bless
you.
We love you so much. Yeah. We love you so much.
Love you. Yeah. All right. Well, where can they find you at on Twitter, Mom?
It's Ditzy DJ with two T's. I must have been drinking when I made the account. I don't know.
Well, mine's not much better.
That's
I'm
true.
Still struggling with speaking. I think just gotta.
You want to say what yours is?
Put it down. No, I'll get it out.
Okay.
Is at @the_naked_nerd, and you can also follow us on The Walking Naked on Twitter.
And so funny because I asked Justin, "Do you want me to say something for you?" And he's like, "God, no."
Don't
I gotta
say
get my words. Hey, I gotta get my words.
To speak on the podcast. If they only knew.
I know. Go ahead. Just say, I hate you. Go ahead. Say
no,
it.
If they only knew whenever we recorded earlier, because we have to do this via Skype, and that I always test it every time without fail. I always test before we do the podcast.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, we gotta make sure it's recording right. And so when we test it, and I wanna be able to hear both of us.
Well, that's a difficult thing to have happen, because every time I open my mouth, Justin's words go over the top of it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you're talking? Oh, it's that's my cue, right? That's my cue.
Exactly. Oh, I was taking a breath, but I'm sorry. I didn't know, Mom, you were going to step in there, so I'm just going to go ahead and continue to talk. So
you'll learn eventually. There's no breaths.
You know, I think I've gotten much better about... I'm not even here, actually. I don't even show up. So.
Oh, man. I know you just get your cue in of like, what did you think about the episode? And then that's like, all right, that's my time when I don't get to talk before without getting interrupted after that.
Yeah. Oh, well, runs in the family.
Yeah.
I plan to do that to you on the air tomorrow. So
do every time. You always get me back on the air.
I do.
Yeah.
That's because I have the controls.
Exactly. You're like, mute. Oh, yeah. Justin, you're talking?
Oh, and you can tune that in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. What?
You can tune that in.
Shut up. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We do a thing together on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You punk. I wasn't even pushing my own thing.
No, I'm just laughing. The tune that in is the funny thing that you were...
Oh, God, I know. I do 80s, 70s, and 80s radio. We say tune in.
Well, yeah. Well, tune into... You can tune into us. I don't know who tunes that in. Like, you're tuning...
Well, I would if you would... Okay, smartass. Go to alwayscool.com. You happy now?
I'm super happy. I'm ecstatic. So, well, if we left anything out that you guys and gals want us to talk about from self-help, let us know about it on social media somewhere, and we can talk about it there. So if we left anything out, just find us on that, and we will chat about this episode. Murder my mom afterward. You saw that punch that Abraham did?
That's how I'm going to punch you.
Oh, I'm going to call Michael Cudlitz and stick him on you.
Yeah, whatever. I'm bulking up.
You said Josh McDermott was more interesting than him. Oh, he's going to be like, oh, I'm going to go ginger hulked out on you.
Yeah. All right. Well, either one's fine.
All right. Well, we will see you all next week.
Yep. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Hey, Justin, you want some more to drink?
No.
dollar is what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold.